Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain early on today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 66. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 47. Warming up and clearing up throughout Friday, sunny with our high nearing 79. Mostly clear and 58 Friday night. Even warmer throughout Saturday, more sunshine with a high nearing 84. Partly cloudy and 67 Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A woman sustained very minor injuries after she was struck by a vehicle early Wednesday on the west edge of downtown Topeka. That's according to the Topeka Police Department. The collision was reported around 5:23 in the morning at Southwest 6th Avenue and Topeka Boulevard. The woman was transported by American Medical Response Ambulance to a local hospital. Emergency crews remained at Southwest 6th and Topeka for about 30 minutes after the collision, and the intersection reopened to traffic by 6 a.m. yesterday morning. Law enforcement authorities are investigating several different scam calls in Cali County Sheriff's Office over the past weeks. That's according to Sheriff Dave Folletti. The first was a cybersecurity for Amazon. The second was a DEA agent attempting to collect money, or they were going to have their individual arrested or prosecuted. The sheriff reminded the public, if someone calls you and is requesting you to send money via gift cards like Apple, Green Dot, or Visa, this is not a way to pay a debt to a collector. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Sedgwick County law enforcement authorities are investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting. Just after 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday, police responded to a report of a shooting in the 500 block of North Milstead in Wichita. That's according to Officer Chad Ditch. At the scene, officers located a woman and child in front of the residence. The victims told the police a 39-year-old suspect, who police later learned had an active warrant for aggravated kidnapping, was inside the residence. Just after 10:30 a.m., the SWAT team entered the home, and there was an exchange of gunfire. According to Ditch, the suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Parks officials in Kansas are warning residents about snakes becoming more active in light of recent weather. Lawrence Parks and Recreation said on Facebook, "Watch your step. With heavy rains and warmer weather, snakes, including copperheads, become more active in many of our parks, their natural habitat, as they venture out and explore." Officials said the increased activity can lead to more encounters with people and pets. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have identified two men killed in a triple shooting in Lincoln over the weekend. Police say in a news release that 42-year-old Patricio Urias and 26-year-old Zachariah Palomo died in the Sunday morning shooting inside a home near 30th and P Streets. Officers found the men fatally wounded in the home after someone called 911 to report he had been shot. Police said a short time later, a 19-year-old man who was wounded in the shooting showed up at a Lincoln hospital. No arrests have been reported or suspects named. Police are asking the public for any information on the shooting. Nebraska's leading economic indicator rose in April, according to the most recent report from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The indicator, designed to predict economic activity 6 months into the future, increased 1.85%. The leading indicator improved for three primary reasons, including a sharp increase in airline passenger counts during April. There was also a decline in initial claims for unemployment insurance. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall. Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident in Gage County Saturday night near Holmesville claimed the life of a recent Southern High graduate. 17-year-old Keelan J. Schultz of Blue Springs reportedly died at the scene after he and another young man, 18-year-old Billy O'Keefe Jr. of Wymore, were both ejected from a vehicle which rolled over after leaving the road a mile northwest of Holmesville at South 36th and East Locust. Identity of the driver has not yet been released, but indications are that high speed at a curve led to the accident, again claiming the life of 17-year-old Keelan Schultz of Blue Springs Saturday. Billy O'Keefe Jr. suffered serious injuries and was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Marysville City Council met Monday. A routine request from the swim team for use of the pool led to a lengthy discussion as to a major leak that's currently slated for repair and may delay opening. A shortage of lifeguards was also addressed, with a need for several more. A motion was approved to allow 14-year-old employees for some positions and close the pool Mondays this season. The slide will close evenings at 7 to allow cleaning to begin. Final approval was given for a zoning change request for a property at 1065 Pony Express Highway from suburban residential to industrial. Approval was given for a closure for a part of the alley at the Pony Express Museum during the morning of June 7th to allow for a benefit breakfast in conjunction with the annual Pony Express re-ride. The rider is expected to arrive at 9:15 a.m. June 7th in Marysville. Work is proceeding on storm sewer replacement on Carolina Street, but the map had the location of a blockage listed incorrectly and is off by some 140 feet. Additional cost for the project is estimated at $60,000, and the city is negotiating with the camera company that developed the map to recover some of the associated costs. City attorney advised that efforts continue toward demolition of the garden-style apartment complex on 10th Street, just north of Highway 36, that is vacant and has been condemned. He's hopeful that a means to foreclose on the property with the city's first lien will allow recovery of at least some of the demolition costs if it were then forwarded to the county for a tax sale. A budget workshop is planned for this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Marysville City Council. The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2. The Hanover community will host citywide garage sales this weekend, Friday through Sunday. At multiple locations, maps will be available, including several business stops in Hanover. Again, citywide garage sales this Friday through Sunday. The Waterville community celebrates their annual Nickel Day, a Memorial Day tradition. The activities begin with a burger bash and cruise Friday night and a full day of activities on Saturday, including a pancake feed, car show, Central Branch rail rides, family-friendly games, and more activities. The Nickel Day is an annual tradition, according to Dr. Nicole Porter, among volunteers in the Waterville community.
The Nickel Day games, which is kind of the traditional little carnival games that they've done, I think this event's been going on for about 50 years now. 1970 is kind of the year that I've heard. Mm-hmm. They've had traditionally little carnival games that the kids could buy wooden nickels and then go around and play the games and get little prizes.
Robert L. Plankinton, age 83, of St. George, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Robert Plankinton. Richard C. Rick Thompson, age 65, of Omaha, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rick Thompson. Keelan J. Schultz, age 17, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Keelan Schultz. Rosemarie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away last Thursday. A visitation is planned Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rosemarie Stauffer. Private burial service will be held at a later date. William H. McReynolds, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Friday. Private interment will be held at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William McReynolds. Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, June 3rd, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham with scallop potatoes, peas and pearl onions, and pears. Tomorrow, beef tips with rice, Capri blend, and cherries. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies starting to clear up today with a slight chance for some rain showers, but temperatures will start to warm up. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Warming up extremely quickly throughout Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine is expected throughout the weekend, but there is a chance for some showers throughout Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this day, 96. The average low, 58, and the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Quite a bit of rain this week. A two-day total here at the studios, right at 5 inches, with an inch and three-quarter Tuesday, night into Wednesday, 2 inches during the day Wednesday, and another inch and a quarter Wednesday evening. Again, right at 5 inches here at the studios in Marysville, our accumulated total. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Needing to add some color to the yard? Well, you're in luck. The Can't Miss Flower Shop along the highway in Blue Rapids has what you're looking for. Jan and the team at the Riverside Market not only can accommodate your flower arrangement needs, but they also have a vast selection of bedding plants, flowers, and hanging arrangements. While you're there, don't forget to step inside and get yourself a fresh sandwich from the deli. That's the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
The Heat push to the brink, and the Sox duke it out. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics are now one win away from the NBA Finals, getting plenty of help from the high-flying Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown inside the paint. Flies in! Right hand slam! He sailed right by Adebayo and Jimmy Butler.
The call on 98.7, the sports hub. Brown led all scorers with 25 points. The Celtics beat the Heat 93-80 and look to close out Miami tomorrow night in Boston. Stanley Cup playoffs. A hat trick from Nathan MacKinnon wasn't enough to lift the Avalanche over the Blues. It went to overtime.
He scores! Tyler Bozak in overtime! You can bring out the Zamboni!
101 ESPN with the call. Tyler Bozak, second of the night, gave the Blues the 5-4 win and a 3-2 series lead over Colorado as that series shifts back to St. Louis. Blues backup netminder Ville Husso made 30 saves on 34 shots. Baseball, the battle of the Sox in Chicago. The White Sox bringing Boston's six-game winning streak to a screeching halt in a 3-1 win last night. Bottom five, Chicago trailing 1-0, 2-on, Jake Berger at the plate.
Sidearm again, and a drive deep to left. It's going to go! Three-run homer!
The call on WMVP. The White Sox, winners of four of their last six, look to win the series tonight. 13-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal reached 300 career Grand Slam match victories in the second round at Roland Garros, dispatching Corentin Moutet in straight sets. Post-match, Rafa took the opportunity to share what he thought of the fans in Paris.
The people here knows how special is this place for me and how important and how much respect I always had for Roland Garros. And I think they appreciate all the things that I did in this event. So I feel a lot of love from the people here.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
New Faces Old Lot, located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, heck, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Food and Drug Administration will accelerate its review of the agency's food regulatory functions in the wake of the infant formula shortage that has prompted severe criticism of FDA's ability to react quickly to emergency situations. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf told a House panel yesterday he had planned to conduct a review of the food program within 6 to 9 months of his February 18th confirmation. But because of the formula crisis, he said, we'll just move up the review. Basic plan has been to get through the crisis, he said, and then be looking at the overall food program from the perspective of reforming it. In addition, he said, we definitely need a stronger team at the higher level of the food side as part of the revamping of the entire foods program. In February, a major infant formula manufacturer, Abbott Labs, shut down its plant in Michigan, recalled some of its formula after FDA found coronabacter contamination at the facility and four infants sickened, two died after consuming Abbott formula. The American Soybean Association has shared the organization's 2023 Farm Bill priorities. ASA President Brad Doyle, who grows soybeans in Arkansas, said getting to this point has evolved a thoughtful information-gathering process that began in September of 2021. Priorities for ASA include improving the Title I farm safety net for soybeans, continuing the voluntary, incentive-based, flexible approach to conservation programs, and investing in promotion of U.S. commodities globally, along with building bio-based and biodiesel opportunities and ensuring broadband coverage is accessible throughout rural America. As the House and Senate Ag Committees lay out the foundation, ASA hopes the initial priority list will provide insight and assure soy growers' interests are considered in the 2023 Farm Bill. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability.
and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag Marcus from the Mid-American Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Thursday today, markets opening up in just a little bit. Wednesday yesterday, we saw things kind of mixed but mostly lower in the grains overall. Livestock was mixed but mostly higher on the day. We'll see what's in store for us today. Grain market was pretty consistent, although we saw just a slight jump in the green for the corn market overall at the end of trading. Everything else was mostly down for the days. July corn finished up a half a cent higher at 772 and a quarter. September corn was down by 1 1/4 at 739 and 3/4. In the wheat market yesterday, July Casey wheat finished up 4.5 cents down at 1233 and a quarter. September down by 4 1/4 at 1238 and a quarter. In the soybean market overall, things mostly lower there for a Wednesday. July soybeans was down 12 cents at 1681 even a bushel. August down by 11 3/4 at 1620 and a half. In the soybean meal, July down $2.90 on the day at 424.20. August down 270, sitting at 418.90. And the bean oil, mostly lower, $1.20 lower at 78.92. Cotton market, on the other hand, saw a bit of a jump on the day. July cotton finished up $3.62 at 145.16. October up 3 1/4 at 133.76. Finally, in the oats market, things mostly higher there as well. July oats finished up 6.5 cents higher at 680 3/4. Livestock market yesterday, mostly mixed on the day as they saw a lot of green numbers throughout most of trading. We saw some red pop up right at the end of the day for the live cattle especially. It was mixed in the feeder cattle. Lean hogs, they were up mostly as well. Saw some red pop up right at the end. Live cattle for June finished up 42 cents down on the day at 132.30. August live cattle was down by 22 cents sitting at 132.52. Feeder cattle for May up 10 cents on the day at 154.60 with August down by 20 cents at 167.95. Lean hogs, June was up slightly by 2 pennies at 109.05.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our 4 hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. With the recent rains, a shorter run of cattle, around 400 had expected, including 10 black and red cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, 10 red Charley Cross cow-calf pairs, older, 13 black and red cow-calf pairs, 3 to 5 years old, 34 black and red steers, Nevers weigh 450 to 6, 25 black and red steers, Nevers 5 to 6 1/4, 45 mostly Charley steers, 650 to 750. 30 black heifers weigh 700 pounds. 136 black and Charley heifers, 7 to 750. And 70 mostly black yearling steers and heifers weigh 800 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Need to make your garden bee friendly? Some advice on attracting those busy gardeners' helpers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. The first American woman in space, Sally Ride, was born on this day. There's no denying the benefit of bees to our gardens. In addition to pollinating flowers, about a third of our fruits and vegetables rely on bees. Interestingly, bees are most attracted to the colors purple and blue. They can't see the color red unless there is an ultraviolet component. Spring bulbs like Glory of the Snow and Crocus are bee magnets. And in the summer, clover and milkweed. So get busy attracting those bees now. Like the old-timer said, a swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. Bees in June aren't worth a spoon. And bees in July aren't worth a fly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Skies remain overcast. The rain showers, though, they have tapered off. A welcome round of rains Tuesday into Wednesday. And we accumulated around 5 inches here at the studios. Getting pretty wide-ranging amounts, depends where you're at. But significant rainfall across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, certainly welcome. Cooler temps on the way today, but a Memorial Day weekend warm-up is in store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Two Washburn softball players have been named All-Americans. Washburn Sports says sophomore pitcher J.C. Ginter was selected to the NFCA All-American First Team. Ginter, who was also named the MIAA Player of the Year and selected to the All-MIAA Team, is the first Ichabod to achieve a First Team selection. Sophomore third base player Merritt Mead was also selected to the NFCA All-American Third Team. Mead was also named to the All-MIAA Team and set a Washburn record with 61 runs scored this season. The Wichita State baseball team concluded a rather forgettable season on Wednesday night in a 12-4 loss to UCF in the consolation bracket of the American Athletic Conference tournament in Clearwater, Florida. The Shockers finished their season with a 21-36 record, which is tied for the fewest wins in a season since the program was revived by Gene Stevenson in 1978. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Number 2 seed Texas Tech, who's now 37-18, defeated number 7 seed Kansas State, who's now 27-28, 5-3 in the third game of the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship at Globe Life Field in Arlington. Kansas State will now face West Virginia today in the loser's bracket game. Jalen Dye, 6-foot, 185-pound defensive back from Palomar College in San Marcos, California, and the son of former Kansas City Royals outfielder Jermaine Dye, has committed to play football at the University of Kansas. According to Jayhawkslant.com, Dye will have 3 years of eligibility remaining at KU. He was also offered a scholarship by Colorado State and UNLV. He started his career at Arizona State before transferring to Palomar. Last season, Dye had 52 tackles and 4 interceptions. Dye said the coaches really liked how versatile he is and that he could play all 3 positions, corner, strong safety, and free safety. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
Well, it's really, we'll be there from 11:30 to 2. The best part is it's free to attend, and there will be food trucks available, which is really, really good. Excited to bring Jerome Tang that way because he is our new head men's basketball coach, and everybody is excited about he and his staff. And then Joe Klanderman, our really, really fine defensive coordinator, will be there too. Ebony Gillum will be there from women's basketball, an assistant coach. And right now, I think we'll probably add to this, but I know for pretty much certainty that Sammy Wheeler and Ty Zentner from football will be there. Rachel Harris from soccer will be there. And then we'll have a few representatives from our athletic department too. Mike Clark, and I do a lot of these, but we'll also have our senior women's administrator and associate athletic director, Jill Shields, there. Willie the Wildcat, the cheer team, representative from fan experience and sales, if you have any ticket questions and that kind of stuff. So we always bring a pretty good group of people, and I'm excited to do this in Marysville. They're great K-Staters there. They get excited about the Cats, and I think for them to have a chance to meet Jerome Tang face-to-face, I know they'll be excited about that, and I love Joe Klanderman. I think they'll love Joe, too.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
KNDY.
Can see it's not